hours to protect on Beat.
This is Hannah.
Hi, my name's Hannah.
I'm 7.
And these are Hannah's cousins.
Hi, my name is Chad, Marcy, and I'm 7.
I'm Ned Morrissey. I'm 4.
Hannah and her cousins, like thousands of kids around the southeast, have big plans for Halloween.
I'm going to dress up as Cleopatra.
I'm going to dress up as an army man for Halloween.
A policeman.
The options for Halloween costumes are huge these days. It's no longer about the homemade outfit, using a white sheet and some fancy work with the scissors.
I'm going to get it. It's going to arrive, I think, next week. And we bought it online.
I'm going to get them online.
Halloween is a booming business. In 2017, for example, €65 million was projected to be spent by Irish consumers on Halloween.
I wanted to buy them all.
But all this has an impact on the environment.
I read a very startling statistic that 70,000 Halloween costumes are discarded every year in Ireland. And the kind of material that they're made from, they're very difficult to recycle.
That's Ciara Conway from Tournoor Court Residents Association in Abbeyside in County Waterford, where they've come up with a rewear and rescare campaign.
We thought it would be an idea to ask people to donate these pre-loved costumes to us. And the idea was born. So we've decided to kind of launch this campaign. And, you know, people right across Abbeyside and Dungarvan have got involved by donating pre-loved children's and adults' Halloween costumes.
The Tournoor Residents Association created a pop-up shop in Dungarvan Library where people could come along and pick a pre-loved Halloween costume. They also provided party kits that people could rent with reusable party wear.
These are all little steps that we can take to play our part in terms of trying to combat carbon emissions.
So, with that in mind, Hannah and I, who just happens to be my child, have decided to put our money where our mouth is and put some climate action into our Halloween costumes. Well, Hannah's Halloween costume. So we headed off to So Fun Studios in Wexford Town, where Joanne Denton has said she will help us with some upcycling.
Sewing is a learned skill and anyone can learn it. So we teach people of all ages and all abilities how to use the sewing machine. So we have workshops and classes here designed for beginners and more advanced students.
And Joanne has some great ideas for Hannah's Halloween 2023 costume, the most famous woman in the ancient world and the last pharaoh of Egypt, Cleopatra.
Yeah, well, for the Cleopatra, it's easy enough. A white bed sheet, you can wrap it around and create a little dress. It's pretty easy to make. If you look up YouTube, you'll see easy homemade Cleopatra outfit, and that will come up. Easy tutorials, step by step. You know, we have the internet, something that our parents didn't have years ago, so I would say to people, get online and get and use it.
So no more black bags.
No more black bags that we had to wear.
But we have a problem. A curveball has been thrown into the Cleopatra costume idea.
I changed my mind because no one knows who Cleopatra is. Well, I tell everyone in my class and then I was like, huh, 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 huh.
So with the help of Heather, who also works in So Fun, and with some outgrown fancy dress outfits and a polka dot skirt that we found, Hannah is on a mission to become a climate-friendly cat.
I'm cutting off the bow of my skirt.
Okay. Heather, we have lots of stuff that we brought in here.
Yep.
And Hannah has now changed her mind from Cleopatra, so I can now use this bed sheet again.
Yeah.
So what are we thinking with all the stuff we have?
So, yes, like she said, we have this little skirt here and it has polka dots on it. So we were thinking a cat with some spots on him. And I got some straps from this Disney dress.
Yeah, and Hannah brought that in as well.
Yeah, we're going to sew it together, and then she can put it around her head, and maybe get some cardboard and cut out cat ears and put it around the little bow we're going to make.
Kids, I suppose nowadays have become used to instant gratification with the likes of, you know, tablets and all these electronics. But when kids come in here, they might be a little bit nervous of the machine to start with, but the sense of achievement that they get from making something from scratch could be a little doll skirt or, you know, something that has frayed edges, but it's not perfect. But to them it is, and they've made something with their own two hands. So the sense of achievement is unbelievable, really.
If you're interested in upcycling your wardrobe or simply getting some sewing skills, check out Sew Fun Studios in Wexford Town. Joanne and the crew at Sew Fun also run adult workshops and kid camps around the southeast. All details at sewfunstudios.ie.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.